Our reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 10th chapter, verses 24 to 42. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and the body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs on your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I will deny before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a person's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives him who sent me. The one who receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and the one who receives a righteous person because he is a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And whoever gives one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he will by no means lose his reward. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Aaron Hutton, Alleluia Lutheran Church, Greenleaf, Wisconsin.
As we come into our text today, we are immediately confronted with the sanctified life calling us to be witnesses of Christ Jesus. That's right. This is the third use of the law. As we are seeing ourselves called to reveal what is pleasing to God, that is being witnesses of Jesus Christ. In fact, right off the bat in verse 24, we are called to a place of position and relationship. We are reminded that a disciple is not above his teacher, nor a servant above his master. We are called here to join the apostles, the sent ones, who in the first missionary discourse, the first part, beginning Matthew chapter 10, we see the disciples sent to be witnesses to others in Jerusalem, to the Jews. But in the second part of this missionary discourse, beginning at verse 24 and following, we see the language of the text open it up to a much broader spectrum of who the missionaries are to be sent. In many ways, we see the language here in the second missionary discourse reflected later on in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I quote, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Here's the third use of the law. In our sanctified life, we, the church, believers in Christ Jesus, are called to be witnesses of him, servants of him, that we might declare his mercy, his love, his forgiveness, yes, his good news, his gospel grace to the rest of the world. The joy is that his good news, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness has first been shown to us, and now we are called to go to be witnesses. And take a look at verse 26 and following. Have no fear. Have no fear. Isn't that our sinful behavior? For many of us, we are afraid to share our faith with others. But Jesus is urging us that this is needed. This is important. And in fact, even in the midst of the importance, he allows us to see the gospel. As everyone who acknowledges me before men, it says in verse 32, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. This can be done by you and me, sinners. Being acknowledged by Christ Jesus before the Father in heaven as we look to witness him to others. This is good news. And where does our witness begin? But with our very family, our biological family, our parents, our siblings, our children. Here is where we bring the message of Jesus Christ first and foremost. And then we are called, as Acts 1:8 says, as we go out to the very ends of the earth. We also can think about our witness being to our brothers and sisters in Christ within the church before we reach outside the church. Isn't it something that in our life together as the family of God, it is not about all of us being preachers, all of us being teachers, but God gifts us with certain gifts to certain individuals. And in the midst of it, we have support and encouragement, a network surrounding around those gifts. This is what we see. For the reward, verse 40 and following, is not just for the prophet, but for those who hold up the prophet's hands as well. Those who give to the little ones. Maybe it's something as simple as a cup of cold water. Truly, Jesus says, he will by no means lose his reward. As we are called here in the missionary discourse, we are called to be missionaries and to support missionaries, to support one another in the church, in our life together, that we might share Jesus Christ with others. In his name we pray. Amen.
We thank Pastor Aaron Hutton for this meditation on God's Word.